Back on Downtown Tuesday afternoon, the basketball season over for the Boston Celtics after a Game 7 loss to the Miami Heat last night. To break it down and take a look ahead to what should be an interesting offseason, we're joined by John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. John, in the end, not enough bamboo for those pandas.
No, just a bad, bad shooting night again. Two bad shooting nights in a row. They weren't built to withstand that kind of bad shooting. They generated a lot of three-pointers. If they had been even at just average shooting, they would have hit probably, six or seven more in that game, which could have changed the entire complexion of the game. But that's just how this team is built. This team is built to shoot and win on three-point shooting almost exclusively. Every once in a while, you get a game like Game 6 where they sneak it out a different way. But that's not how this team has won games this past season. So two really horrible shooting nights in a row highlight some big flaws with this offense.
And even defensively last night, boy, there was a lot of just standing around watching things happen.
Yeah, and that's part of the shooting, I think, because when the Celtics aren't shooting well, they get discouraged. They start thinking about things, and they stop focusing on what they're supposed to be doing defensively. So standard script, really, for the Celtics. Come out, take a bunch of threes. They played well in the first quarter. Like, I think people might forget that in the long run, but there was a stretch there in the first quarter. They were up 9-4. They could have been up by 9, 10, 11 at that point instead of 5. And who knows, maybe at that point, if they were, the confidence turns into better defense and that turns into transition buckets and the game flips completely. But because they're missing the shots early, because Jason Tatum was hurt and they just run such a Tatum-centric offense, a team like this with so much talent just fell apart.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Yet Tatum obviously wasn't the same after rolling that ankle. And then Jaylen Brown, AWOL last night, other than turning the ball over, 8 turnovers last night and just not able to step up when they needed him most.
Yeah, I think it's a classic case of Jaylen trying to do too much. Funny how when the pressure is really, really on in the playoffs, the worst or the best of a team's habits over the course of a season show up. Mm. And this is the worst. This is Jaylen Brown, and usually it's Brown and Tatum, but this time it's Brown trying to do too much, taking too much upon himself, trying to attack 2 and 3 guys. His dribble is a little loose, turns the ball over, but I honestly think that Brown and Tatum don't play the style of basketball the Celtics need to play. They play a style of basketball that they think they should play. Like Jaylen says, hey, I'm a second-team All-NBA guy. I should go out there and I should be able to take over these games. And yeah, every once in a while, he can do that. But in Game 7 of a conference finals, especially when it's not happening early and it's very obvious that you're trying to do too much, maybe work the ball around. Maybe run a good offense and then attack against a missed rotation, attack against a guy who's out of position or a mismatch that has been found organically. But no, Jaylen just ran, put his head down, kept running into that brick wall and kept wondering why he kept falling down. And that's part of the problem. It's just an old habit for this team. It happened last year. It happened this year. And if you don't wake up, it'll happen again next year.
So let's start with the roster. And you already said last week, and I think the week before, that this is not the time to blow up this roster. There's still championship caliber talent there. And despite the disappointing end to the last two seasons, they could probably still win it all with who they have. So do you see any wholesale changes?
can't see any coming up. I really can't. Now, that's not to say that there won't be changes. It's hard to say exactly what Brad Stevens is going to do. The new collective bargaining agreement throws a big wrench into the works, because this team was built based on the old agreement. And I can't help but think that the front office thought, this is an agreement that's not broken. They're not going to redo it. They're not going to say, hey, we got to fix a lot of problems. They probably expected some tinkering. I don't know if they expected this level of punishment for teams that spend as much as Boston is going to have to spend to stay a contender. I think there was a reaction in this collective bargaining agreement to Golden State and to the Clippers, and Boston just happened to walk into a situation where they were going to spend over the next 2-3 years a similar amount of money, and that's that in no way puts them in the same league as the biggest spenders, but they're going to be caught up in the same rules as the biggest spenders, and that means a lot of hindrance on how they can tweak around Tatum and Brown. So the short version of what I just said is they might have to move some bigger salaries, and that, you know, now you're looking at Marcus Smart or Malcolm Brogdon or somebody there, one of those guards at least, to maintain some flexibility in case next season something presents itself, there's an injury or something, because if they don't give themselves that flexibility, they certainly can run it back. But if something happens mid-season, they will have basically no way to adjust.
Joe Mazzulla didn't miss any threes last night. So is he back next year? Is there a reason to change coaches at this point and bring in yet another new face on the bench?
I'm sticking with what I've been saying all year long, or especially in the downtimes. I'm not looking to move the coach. He's certainly not been perfect, and there are going to be questions about how he's going to be able to handle this team moving forward. But I personally don't like the carousel of coaches. And if the Celtics do decide to get a new coach, that'll be their fourth coach in 4 years, which is just brutal. That's you're asking way too much of your players now to go through a whole new system and have that. It's too much upheaval at this point. And also, I don't know who's left that these guys would want to play for. I think I would rather see some experience added to Mazzulla's bench, somebody he can lean on without fearing that he might be leaning on his replacement should things not go well. And that would probably help a little bit more.
As for the finals, boy, can the Heat keep this crazy ride going for 7 more games?
I don't think so. I didn't think they had anything left for game 7. I think they are kind of fading. This is exactly the matchup Denver wanted. This gives Denver home court advantage. So instead of them coming to Boston, they're going to stay at home. So not only are the Heat coming off a brutal 7-game series, they're going to altitude to start, and that's going to be a real tough adjustment. It gives the Denver defense a bit of a break because it's not as dynamic an offense as Boston's could be. But if those guys can keep shooting the way they're shooting, then they'll give themselves a chance. I just don't know if they've got the legs to do it. And that's going to be real frustrating for Celtics fans, because all of a sudden Caleb Martin's going to come back down to earth and he's going to shoot 30% in that series. And everybody in the Boston area, everybody in New England is going to be like, oh, really? Now you start missing? So, yeah, I like Denver. I think Denver's a really, really good team. They're rested. They've got the best player in the series in Jokic. And they play very well together. So I think they've got the cohesion necessary to combat what the Heat bring.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, Locked On Celtics podcast. John, thanks for your great work throughout the season. But as we know, there is no real offseason on the Celtics beat. So we'll be checking in with you again next week to start looking ahead to next year.
No rest, no days off.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Rich.
You bet.